Okay, I want to welcome you to the second part of our ZR Instant Communication Center specialist course. And I've got two purposes for this evening's class. One is, of course, to get through the material. The other is to give you a sneak peek of some of the ideas I have for the May 4th City-County RACES MOU drill, which we're going to have going from about 7 o'clock until noon. So I'm going to try to mix that in, and the reason, of course, is that this is one of the last times I have to have just about everybody who's participating in the drill all in one place. So, but for right now, I'm going to jump back, and for those of you who have the material from Part A of the class, I'm going to jump back and refer to some of the slides as a review that I thought were particularly important. And also for the benefit of some of our new people who haven't been able to attend the first class. Without further ado, one thing bring to your attention, we have again this glossary of terms, and the glossary of terms is to compensate for some of the acronyms forms that Wayne has provided us, and to make it easier for all of us. So be sure and keep the glossary of terms handy as you go through the slides, and it'll make a whole lot of difference. Okay, now, again, as I always say, because we're recording this, I try to say that I'm working on slide whatever. If I forget, remind me for the sake of the tape. So, we are now going to move. Now, what we are looking at currently for the sake of the tape is the ZR ICC Specialist 223A handout. And you can go out to the website, for those listening, you can go out to public.mvraces.org and get a copy of the material. Now, moving on. The material we're using was developed by Wayne Behringer, WV6UJW. And I would urge you, if you want a more in-depth understanding of what we're talking about, to visit his website, which is v-c-n.org. And you can see on slide number one a number of the logos that are here. But Wayne's provided a huge amount of material for us to make standardization of procedures a lot easier. Okay, moving now to slide number three for the 223A course. Again, we went over this before, but there's two primary radio operator positions, the ZR2R, which is this course, and the ZR2F, which we spent a number of weeks covering previously. And for the benefit of some of our new folks, why are we talking ZR Incident Command System, ZRICS? Well, you can see on slide number three, the Z was chosen by Wayne, and primarily because we're the last to be called out in a real emergency. And so he was thinking of a good letter to choose, and Z comes at the end of the alphabet. So that was how that was chosen. R, of course, means radio. So ZR ICS is a version one of many versions of the implementation of ICS. Moving over to slide 4. You know, why are we doing the course? Well, again, having a standardized training course and materials begins the process of increasing anticipated predictability and establishing a series of common denominators and have no due standards for knowledge, training, and experience. Okay, again, who can tell me what anticipated predictability is?
How other people view us, how they expect us to perform.
Okay, how they expect us to perform, and do different groups have high or low predictability? For example?
Mostly low, based on history.
Okay, so most volunteer groups have a low predictability, but of course we have a very high expectation for the fire department. We have high expectation for police. So our goal is to have a high level of predictability. And the issue of common denominators, what's that about? Answers are coming. I hear you thinking. What's the concept of common denominators? Why did Dwayne bring that up as an important thing?
So we're all on the same page, knowing what others will expect and that are working with us.
Right. Yeah. The original thrust of the SOCMET, South Orange County Mutual Aid Training, was to get together various groups, for example, Mission Viejo Racies, Laguna Niguel, ACS, and Tri-City Racies, bring us all together, give us a common lower denominator common denominator of procedures and terminology and so forth, so that we would all be able to work together. And I think that goes back, the concept goes all the way back to, what was it? There was a fire years and years and years ago.
Oakland.
Up in Northern California.
Oakland.
Was it?
Oakland, yeah.
Oakland.
Oakland, where the senator's house burned down, he said. And the fire department couldn't come up because they're wrong threads.
Right.
Different things like that. Nothing was common. In what, 1993, something like that?
Something like that, yeah. And that precipitated the idea of ICS and trying to get a common group of procedures in place so that everybody had the same size threaded hoses for their fire trucks and so forth. Okay, and then last thing is this concept of have, no, do. Okay. Anybody want to comment on that one? Why is it? What is it? How are we trying to implement it?
Having the right information, the right technology, having the right sources, resources, knowing how to use it, knowing having the right knowledge to actually perform, and then actually making use of that information to do the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely correct, Eric. And the do is probably the most important. One of the things that Wayne in all these courses emphasized was it's all well and good to go to the classroom to take the FEMA courses that are available that we're all required to have and to know the information that was contained in the course, but if we can't demonstrate that what we learn is useless. Okay, thank you. Good deal. Let's now move on from page 4 to now page 6. Okay, one of the mantras of VCN, the Volunteer Communications Network and ZRICS, is as a review. Number one priority, be safe. Obviously, to get prepared and and more importantly, to stay ready. And now, it's interesting, get prepared. It says preparedness is both an individual and organizational initiative and responsibility. I see it, there's two pieces to that puzzle. One is the organizational initiative and responsibility. That's me sitting here doing the class. The other part is the individual responsibility for each of us to take all that we learn and do it. Similarly, stay ready, situational awareness, ongoing education, and proficiency. And that's individual responsibility. Okay, so enough of that. Let's now move on to, if I can get my next page up. Page 7 is another key concept that we talked about 2 weeks ago, that our ZRICS priorities are always number 1, safety, number 2, monitor, and number 3, confirm. Safety is pretty obvious. The monitor, always monitor our assigned or designated frequencies. And number 3, most importantly, confirm. Always obtain confirmed acknowledgement from your net control station before you go anywhere or change anything. And as I have said on the prior tapes, that includes the need to go to the bathroom. If you're going to be off the radio for a period of time, you let your net control know that you're off. I don't know that you necessarily have to tell him or her what you're doing, but you do at least...
say you need a break.
Yeah, say you need a break. Okay. Let's see, was there any other thing? Now we're going to move on to slide... probably slide 9. Okay, one of the facets of ZRICS, frankly, of ICS in general, is that we have these 5 sections of the ICS. Command structure, operations planning, logistics, finance. Now, one of the things that's very interesting about ZRICS is that it parallels the structure exactly. And with that, we're going to get kind of creative here, maybe. And I'm going to try. Oops, wrong thing, wrong button. This here. I'm going to try to switch. My display is wrong. There we go. Okay, there. Okay, I have now switched from the presentation, and if I can't get back, it'll be a very short class. But we're now looking at Wayne's VCN website, and what I wanted to do is to show you some structure here. There's a huge amount of information out on the vcn.org website, but the area that I find most useful is the forms and or the position forms section. And it reformatted. It's okay up there. It's really interesting on my screen. Okay. When we go down through here, one of the things that Wayne did with this class, or with his website, is he organized all this information exactly with those 5 teams in mind. So you see the ZR0, that's program development, but ZR1 is command structure, ZR2 is ops, ZR3 again is planning, ZR4 is logistics, ZR5 is finance. And then he's got a ZR8 for exercise materials. Now, why might this be important? Well, as we go through the class, the thing that we've seen is that all these forms that we use